Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
David in Wexford was on to us saying hedging on wholesale prices always seems to be hedged for very small amounts when the prices are rising compared to the length of time they're hedged for prices when they're on the decline. And David, I think there are very few who would argue with that. Now, a nursing home in Cork, which accommodates 73 residents, has said it is forced by what they call the actions and inactions of the National Treatment Purchase Fund to leave the Fair Deal scheme from the end of this month. Beaumont Residential Care will remain open, but will no longer remain in the scheme. Ty Daly is Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, which represents the private and voluntary nursing home sector, and is on the line. Good morning, Ty.
Good morning, Claire. Good to speak with you again.
Will you tell us what's happened here for this particular nursing home in relation to the Fair Deal scheme?
Yeah, I mean, look, this is obviously a very, very concerning but not surprising development, and I suppose our first thoughts are with the residents and staff in this home. But ultimately, you know, across all our membership, what I hear on a daily basis is that our members are being forced to accept fee rates under the scheme, which are not consumed with resident care costs. So my understanding in this particular case, which is replicated across the country, I might add, is that they have been in negotiation with the National Treatment Purchase Fund under the Fair Deal scheme, and they have failed to agree a rate. And despite repeated requests to engage, you know, constructively, to come to a resolution, they haven't been able to do so. So they're left with no option but to, as they say themselves, to leave the scheme. And my concern is that this might be, you know, replicated across the country if action isn't taken.
Well, are you aware that there are other homes who are considering taking the same course of action?
Absolutely. I mean, I talk to members every day of the week, and as I say, it's not an isolated case. I mean, we've had 23 nursing home closures in the last 16 months. We have another home that's announcing closure on Monday, another one of our members, unfortunately. And from talking to members, you know, they do feel that the current pricing mechanism is not fit for purpose. You've heard me speak with yourself and others before on that. And until such time as that's addressed, you know, there's inevitability around where we find ourselves in terms of the what we would term the crisis in care.
Okay. And we'll go through the numbers in a minute, but you mentioned there that you have a member closing on Monday. Is that for the same reason, because they feel the Fair Deal scheme is not covering their costs?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, closures are complex. You know, there may be a myriad of reasons there. But ultimately, you know, even if it was a viable, you know, proposition, it would be bought, for example. But in this case, you know, there's no buyer, for example, in that case. So, you know, funding is the root cause, ultimately. But there may be other elements that would, you know, impact on an individual's decision to close a home. And the ones that we've seen closing across the country, I mean, that has led to over 600 people losing effectively their home. And communities now across Ireland have no longer a nursing home in close proximity. We already know the challenges in our acute hospital system. So, you know, given that we have an ageing population, which we should be celebrating, we're actually decreasing the number of long-term care beds across the country, which is going to cause, you know, inordinate problems for older people, but also for our health service.
So this care home that we're talking about today, Beaumont Residential Care, they've issued a statement and they say their decision is one of last resort. But they go through the numbers and they say the HSE has increased the funding to HSE homes in Cork by €183 per resident per week this year in 2023 due to inflationary pressures. But then they say that the NTPF, which negotiates with private nursing homes on behalf of the HSE, has only increased the funding by €16 a week on average for our Cork homes. So 183 for the HSE homes, but the private homes get an extra €16 per week. Now, does that tally with what you're hearing from other members?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, there has been some movement in recent weeks. So in some cases, some individuals who are in the, I suppose, the fortunate position, if you like, of having their deed to be renegotiated. But many members are locked into an agreement, you know, for 1, 2 or 3 years. And in those cases, they're not getting any increases. So there has been some movement. I think that has to be acknowledged. But it's from an already low base. So, yeah. I mean, the average discrepancy now, which you know your listeners will be aware of, is something of the order of nearly €800 per week. Mm-hmm. And as the Beaumont statement quite rightly points out, you know, there is no transparency, no negotiation on the HSE homes. They just put in their figures and say, here's what the inflationary costs have meant for us. And it's paid without question, whereas our members have to go through a fairly detailed and rigorous examination of accounts and records and a negotiation process, which quite frankly isn't a negotiation process, which has led to today's decision by this individual home. And as I say, my fear is that this, you know, will lead to other homes being forced to consider their options, either closure or unfortunately withdrawing from the scheme.
Yeah, of course, these nursing homes we're talking about, they're private. They have to earn a profit, don't they? And you represent many of those private nursing homes, as we said yourself. Like, how do we know that part of this isn't simply that these homes want to maintain their profit levels, Tadhg?
Well, you need to remain profitable there, because you need to obviously invest in your staff, you need to invest in your building, and you need to ensure a high standard of care. I mean, you cannot, and members will not compromise on care. So what we see now is increasing age profile, increasing dependency of residents, and increased costs. So, you know, profit isn't a dirty word, as I've said before, because what we've seen for those that have closed, they have become unviable. And I know from talking to members across the country, we've been through a very difficult period, as you know, with COVID. Many would have exhausted their reserves, for example, any reserves that they would have had. So we are really in a very precarious position. And we issued an open letter to the Taoiseach in December of last year. You know, we've good engagement with the department and officials and Minister Butler. But our concern is that there's no urgency around this. And what we see on an increasing basis is more nursing homes closing and more nursing homes being forced to leave the Fair Deal. Like, that is a recipe for catastrophe for older people primarily, but also, as I say, for the health service.
Well, maybe the private nursing home as a business model isn't viable.
Yes. Well, it's not viable because the state isn't recognising the true cost of care. I mean, the fact that the state pays itself in its own public nursing homes, in some cases up to €2,000 per week, I mean, that is an acceptance of what the cost of care is. I mean, it's €1,000 per day in an acute hospital bed. So, you know, we have €23 billion in our health service budget every year. €1 billion of that is for Fair Deal. So what we need is we need a rebalancing of, I mean, we talk of schlong to care, for example, and reorientation of care from acute to community. So the nursing home sector and indeed the broader home care sector has a critical role to play in meeting the needs of an ageing population. But it needs to be resourced. And the private sector provides excellent value for money, I can assure you. But that value can't be stretched to a position whereby people compromise on care or are forced into the position that this particular home, and my fear is that this will lead to other homes, you know, considering their options in the weeks and months ahead. You know, this shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, and it shouldn't be it isn't a surprise to government. I mean, they have themselves published, you know, the Public Accounts Committee, the Comptroller and Auditor General, the DKM, Deloitte, the Value for Money Review, all of those reviews have said the same thing. So despite numerous warnings and recommendations, nothing has happened. And unfortunately, we need to wait for a crisis before we act. But in this case, you know, there is time to act, and we'll be at the table constructively and collaboratively with government to address the crisis so that we can stabilise the sector in the short term and also then ensure a future viable sector for, as I say, our ageing demographic.
Mm-hmm. Beaumont tell us in their statement the rate they sought is already €29,000 lower per resident per annum than the rates which the HSE is paying to its nursing homes to provide the same services in Cork. They claim Correct. That if the Fair Deal scheme residents of Beaumont were resident in an HSE nursing home in Cork, the additional cost to the state would be €1.8 million per annum. Now, given that they are the numbers that they outline, what Yes. is it that you want to see from the HSE or from the NTPF in response to this? Is it just money, Tadhg?
No. Look, we need to, the sector. I was at a conference yesterday where I spoke about the respect that the sector needs, because we've seen recently whereby the National Patient Experience Survey, for example, outlined that 90.3% of residents had a good or a very good experience of care. So the sector provides a very valuable service. What we need is the confidence injected into the sector, because at the moment, confidence is seeping away from the sector. And that confidence is threefold. It's for the residents to ensure that they can continue to live in their home. It's for the staff so that they can ensure that they have a job and be remunerated, and they need to be paid better. And it's also for the providers to secure existing services, but also to expand, you know, to meet future needs. So, you know, it is money at some level, but it's also, you know, addressing what are the underlying issues here. Okay. And accepting that there is a challenge here. And as I say, we'll work collaboratively to address those challenges. Right. But it's important that we act quickly, Claire, because this is going to become an issue. I think we've seen last year, 18, five already this year, one next week. And now this development, you know, okay. And as I say, hugely, hugely concerning, right. But not surprising.
We'll leave it there. Tadhg Daly, Chief Executive of Nursing Homes Ireland, thank you for joining us. Back after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.